Bismillah, alhamdulillah, you're watching The Way of the Muslim, defining the Muslim character. And I'm your host, Yusuf Estes. Today, inshallah, we want to do something very special with our program. And that is to continue to work in this in such a way of developing our character that even when the program is over, you'll be able to continue to develop your character in the very best way. We're going to begin talking about what Allah teaches us about a very important word in the Arabic language. The word is sabr. What is sabr? And many times when we look to the Quran and the teachings of Muhammad, peace be upon him, we find this word translated as patience. But actually, as we're going to learn in our program today, this word is much, much deeper and carries a more profound meaning in the true Lagu Arabiya, which is the Arabic language. But let us begin with some of the teachings of Muhammad, peace be upon him, with regard to that, the subject of patience or sabr. Among the best of the Muslim characteristics is this patience and enduring harm for the sake of Allah. As for patience, it is to restrain ourselves from whatever is harmful and enduring whatever we dislike with a sense of acceptance and submission. And as always, doing it for the sake of Allah. Because as we've learned throughout our programs, that it's so important that we have the intention, the niyyah, to do what we do for the sake of Almighty Allah. Not for showing off or for any other worldly gain, but just for the sake of Allah. So this is also a very important part of that, to have this kind of patience. Allah says in the Quran, and seek help in patience and in salah. And he's telling us right here how we can get the help that we so desperately need in our daily lives. I need help from Allah. How will I get this? He says you'll get it through being patient and in your salah. What does this mean? By the way, you can find this in Surah Baqarah, which is chapter 2, verse 40 of the Quran. What is salah, though? And how do I get patience in it? Salah is a form of worship that is often translated as prayer. But it is the motion of standing and bowing and prostrating with our heads on the ground and sitting and contemplating and asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This devotional called salah is something so special that Allah has saved it for the Muslims. Throughout history, the monotheistic history of believing in one God, people have had this chance to worship, but never as much and as defined as it is with Islam. So Allah has told us that verily Allah is with those who have patience. So this is something important. Actually, he said sabr. In Allah ma'a sabreen, those who have this sabr. And we're going to be talking about that throughout the program. So when I say sabr, you'll know that this is the word we're coming to. Allah also says, and endure with this sabr. Your sabr is only from Allah. Do you know that actually this word can mean more than patience? It carries the connotation of endurance, which we just learned, to endure and to persevere. And in plain English, just stick to it. Don't give up. Stand steady. Just hang in there. Hang in there. Don't give up. Be patient. Be patient. And Allah makes a way for you through this. He's going to give you the strength that you need. Be patient and take it easy. As we'll learn from some more of the verses from the Holy Quran. In Surah Luqman, for instance, chapter 31, verse 17 in the Quran, Allah says, and bear with patience or sabr whatever befalls you. Certainly, these are some important commandments. These are orders of Allah. No exemption from this. He's ordering you, verily, this is something you have to do to have this patience, steadfast, forbearing, Sabr. 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 Allah also tells us, but give the glad tidings to those who have sabr, the patient, who, whenever they're afflicted with any difficulty, any trial or calamity, they say, truly to Allah we belong, and truly to Him is the return. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And they are those on whom descend the blessings and the forgiveness from their Lord. And they are those who receive His rahmah, His mercy. And it is they who are the guided ones. And again, it's in chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, ayahs 155, 156, and 157. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us in the Quran, and shall we pay them certainly a reward in proportion to the best of what they used to do, meaning paradise and heaven. This is in Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 96. Listen to it again. And Allah says that we shall pay them certainly a reward in proportion to the best of what they used to do. Allah also says, and we have made from among them, and He was talking about the children of Israel at this chance, this verse. He said, made for them leaders giving guidance among our command when they were patient and used to believe with certainty in our signs. Now this gives me a chance to tell you about something else before I leave these verses that I just mentioned. A lot of people ask, why in the Quran Allah insists that He is Wahid and Ahad? He's one and He's unique. And then we find these verses that say we and us and our. Well, it's what it says in the Arabic language, like nahnu, means we. What is Allah telling us when He says this? Well, in fact, it's not plural. It means the royal we. Like when the king or the queen issue an edict, they say, we have declared the following. And there's nobody there except the king. And he's saying, we. And look, there's one, okay? So it's the royal we. And that's what Allah is talking about when He says this. When we shall pay them certainly a reward in proportion to the best of what they used to do. And He says, and we have made from among them, He was talking about the children of Israel, leaders giving guidance under our command when they were patient and used to believe in certainty in our signs. And again, He's speaking about Himself. Let's move on. There's another verse I'd like to refer to, and this one says, only those who have sabr, patience and forbearing, shall receive their reward in full without any reckoning. Check this out. A lot of times we do deeds, and Allah is going to give us reward, but because of some of the things we did along with it, we lose some of the value. Especially like we were trying to be patient, but then we began complaining to people, you know. Oh, my God, it's a hard day. I did this, I did that. Well, you did it, but you complained about it. So part of your reward is gone, depleted, because of the fact that you were complaining. That's not showing patience, is it? Let's listen to the verse another time and think about what it's teaching us here. Allah says, only those who are patient shall receive their reward in full without any reckoning. And we ask Allah to give us that success. Ameen. Let's now turn to what the Prophet, peace be upon him, taught us. Let's review some of the hadith, the narrations, that he spoke about the same exact subject. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, patience illuminates or enlightens. What is he talking about here? Well, as we've already learned from the Quran itself, that this patience is going to help us. I mean, how will it help us? One of the things that will help us to have understanding, because through this illumination or enlightenment, we'll begin to understand. Sometimes we say, why? Why is this happening to me? Why did that have to happen? Why did this have to happen? And that why is taking away from our patience, isn't it? Because as we keep doing this, then we are losing value of this patience. If we want to know, then the best thing to do is keep being patient. And Allah will do what? He'll enlighten us to understand. He'll give us this perception in a better angle, and we begin to think, yeah, this does make sense. Keep in mind, Allah has taught us in the Quran another beautiful teaching, that sometimes you hate a thing, but it was really good for you. And in other cases, you love something, but it's really bad for you. And if we have patience long enough, we can realize which things really were good for us and those things that really weren't that good for us. So may Allah, again, give us this kind of tawfiq, this kind of success. The Prophet, peace be upon him, also said, whoever refrains from asking, then Allah will grant him independence. This is talking about asking from the people. Allah will give me independence. And whoever seeks self-sufficiency, then Allah will make him self-sufficient. And whoever would be patient, then Allah will give him patience. And no one is granted a better and more comprehensive gift than patience. What an impact that had on me the first time I read it. The Prophet says, whoever refrains from asking, Allah will give him independence. Whoever seeks self-sufficiency, then Allah will make himself sufficient. But whoever would be patient through the trials, calamities, the difficulties, Allah will make him patient, and no one is going to have a better gift, a more comprehensive gift than this patience. Comprehensive, meaning to understand. You have this understanding, a deeper thing. A lot of trials and calamities come to all of us. This is something that happens in our life. We're not really appreciating our life, these tests that we get here, if we're not patient. We have to have this persevering. This word, what did we say it was in Arabic? Sabr. Sabr. To have perseverance and patience and forbearing through all the difficulties. Because remember, we're only in this life for a temporary period of time. And this is our test. And may Allah give us this patience during this test. Let's take a break and then come back with more on this subject of sabr. Stand by for more right here. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, we're back. You're watching Way of the Muslim, Defining the Muslim Character. And in this segment, I'd like to really elaborate on the subject that we've been talking about earlier, sabr. Sabr. To persevere with patience during times of calamity, to have this sabr. This is definitely a character builder for me and hopefully for all of us to develop this ability to be patient. Because if a person can be patient, they can get the Jannah, the paradise. Let's look to what the Prophet, peace be upon him, has told us about this. He said, how wonderful is the case of a believer. Certainly everything is good for him. And this is not the case for anyone except a believer. If prosperity comes to him, he expresses his gratitude to Allah, alhamdulillah. And that's good for him. And if any adversity, calamity, difficulty comes to him, then he endures with this sabr, with this patience, and that's better for him. But this is only in the case of the believer. What a beautiful teaching to help us to understand that even the good things that come to us, we have to be patient with. Because maybe, as we said earlier, some of these good things may not really have been the best. And some of the bad things might have been better than we thought, as Allah has taught us in the Quran. Be patient with everything, good or bad. And what kind of patience did our Prophet, peace be upon him, display? I'd like to share something with you. I chose a couple of these because they had an impact on me. One of the things is that when anybody ever asked Prophet Muhammad for anything, he never said no. If it was in his ability to give to the people what they requested, he would do it, regardless. If it was in his power, he would give them and never say no. That takes a lot of endurance and patience. Because sometimes somebody could ask for something you really like, but he would give it up. And also, Anas ibn Malik, who was very close to the Prophet, peace be upon him, he said, in my service to the Prophet for over 10 years, In all that time, he never said so much to me as oof. An oof is an Arabic expression like, oh my God, or ah, when will you do this? Ugh. That's oof, you know. And he said in all these 10 years, he never even said oof to me. And he never blamed me for anything. He didn't even say, why didn't you do this? Or why didn't you do that? Or so and so or such and such. In 10 years? I'm sorry, but you know what? I don't think I could go 10 days without blaming somebody for something. What am I saying? Maybe not even 10 hours without coming up with, you know what? If you didn't do this, then that wouldn't happen. And if that guy over there hadn't dropped something and made all that noise, we wouldn't have had to shut this whole studio thing over again, you know? That means I didn't have patience. I have to be patient, patient, so much patience. Now, somebody might ask, what about when we have those real big difficulties? What about when one of our children gets really sick? Should we be patient then? Listen, it happened. At the time of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his own daughter, Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, she sent for the Prophet, peace be upon him, because her child was gasping or choking, you know. And so when they came and said, you know, your daughter's sending for you because the child is choking or gasping, you know what he said? He sent her the, like, salams or good wishes. And he said, whatever Allah takes away or gives, it was already his. It already belonged to Allah. And everything with him is for a limited time. And so she should be patient and anticipate reward in the hereafter. The Prophet, peace be upon him, also said that Allah, the glorious and exalted, has said, when I afflict my servant, meaning the Muslims, in his two dear things, his eyes, and he endures patiently, I shall compensate him for them with paradise. MashaAllah. What a beautiful teaching. Just to be patient. And then you get what? Paradise. He also said, peace be upon him, anyone for whom Allah intends good, he makes them suffer some affliction. And of course, we need to endure it with patience. Now, you might ask me the question, but can I cry in a time of calamity? Sometimes I can't hold it, you know. I'm trying to be patient, but it was really hurting me, and I feel like I'm going to cry. Do you know what? That happened also at the time of Muhammad, peace be upon him. Remember, Allah used him as our guide, so he experienced a lot of things, and we can look to his happenings, what transpired, to realize how to benefit from it in our own lives. And, you know, his son, he had a baby boy, a youngster, who was dying. And he was holding his son in his arms, and his son passed away. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he started to cry. And then people came to him, and they said, oh, Messenger of Allah, even you, are you crying? And he said, we all have our grief. And he's expressing this grief, just like all of us would. But it doesn't mean you're not patient. Now, if a person goes to the grave and starts screaming and hollering and ripping their hair and their clothes, and no, this is not patience. It's okay to cry when somebody passes away. I know when my father, may Allah have mercy upon his soul, when my father passed away recently, I experienced that myself. And I cried. And sometimes even now, it's been a couple years now, I still think about the way he used to treat us so kindly. And he was so patient. In my life, I never met a person more patient than my own father. Alhamdulillah, Allah guided him to Islam before he passed away. But you can cry in these things, but don't carry it to extreme, because then it's not patience anymore. It's exhibition. Allah said in the Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Did you notice the last word? Sabr. Sabr. The meaning of this beautiful surah in the Quran. I wish you'd read it. It's called Surah Al-Asr. the passage of time. Allah says that He swears by the passage of time that all of His creation of the human beings are lost to the fire of hell, except for those who come to the correct belief in Allah, ilaha illallah, there's only one God worthy to worship. And they do the deeds of righteousness, the deeds that we've been talking about in these programs, these deeds that develop our character. And they encourage and exhort each other in what is the haqq, what is the truth of la ilaha illallah, of the message that Islam carries. And they exhort and they encourage each other in this beautiful word. What's the word? Sabr. They exhort and encourage each other to be patient, to be forbearing, to hang in there, not to give up, but to hold fast. Hold fast to the rope of Allah, as Allah has said in the other places in the Quran, that all of the believers hold fast to the rope of Allah and don't separate, but hold together, all of you. And this is the teaching of Islam. This is something that's so important to us today, now, living in the real world, but reflecting back on the message that came 1400 years ago. This message that spread across the Arabian Peninsula, the message that went out into the lands, all the way to China, all the way to Spain and to Morocco and into Turkey and even into Europe. And you hear this cry of La ilaha illallah. There is no God to worship except Allah. And today, alhamdulillah, we see Islam growing and growing and becoming bigger and more people coming to Islam and people from other languages like English coming into Islam and learning about this message. This message of what? The message of La ilaha illallah. Worshipping Allah, being strong in our conviction, being strong in our belief, but at the same time, having sabr, having this patience to persevere, to hang in there, not give up. Because many times Allah is giving you these tests and these days, and we're seeing so many things that are occurring. And we ask, why? Why? And remember what we said? Don't do that. Be patient. Be patient. And let Allah give us this enlightenment. Be steadfast. Don't give up. And remember, it's Allah who's controlling these things, as we've learned in these programs that we've been doing. Everything is coming from Allah, and everything returns to Allah, as we've also mentioned from the Quran. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. From Allah and to Allah. Be patient. The ultimate goal of the Muslim is to do what? To try to draw closer to his Creator. To be close to Allah. Because if you can do that here, this patience, forbearing, then on the day of judgment, Allah can put you in the shade when there's no other shade except the shade of Allah. And if a person has this sabr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant them the very highest of the high position in His Jannah. If we just have this sabr, have this patience. And we're always asking Allah, oh Allah, give me sabr, give me patience. And not just for the sake of showing off, no. Because people can say, oh look, Yusuf is out here, he's forbearing, he's so strong. No, 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 I don't want the people to know. Because I need Allah to accept it from me. And my intention, my niyyah has to be for Allah, as we've said so many times in our program. Throughout our whole series, the subject that we've been talking about is developing the character of the Muslim. And what is the way of the Muslim? Do you know it has a word in Arabic? A simple word. Deen means the way of the Muslim. Deen. Inna deena inda Allahil Islam. Allah tells us in the Quran that the way with Allah is this way of Islam. Being in submission, being in peace, and being in servitude to Allah. And this is what Islam is really about, having this kind of character. We hope that these programs will benefit you and those who you share it with until the day of judgment. This is something so important that we hope, inshallah, God willing, that Allah will guide all of us to have this beautiful way of the Muslim, to get this beautiful sweet taste of the deen of Islam, and cause us to be of those people who are on the way of the Muslim with this good character. Ameen. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.